Hey guys, how's it going? Just getting ready for my bed now. It's after 10 o'clock on Sunday, so go work tomorrow. But just kind of chilled out for the last few hours today. Watched a program called Escape to the Chateau. Basically, there's quite a lot of episodes and seasons over the last 5-6 years. And they follow families that move from Britain to, you know, do up chateaus in France, and basically just a documentary following them. So I've watched a few episodes. I watched this family, I think they're called Dick and Cherry. They've got a couple of kids as well. So they've been doing up this like 48 bedroom chateau in France for the last 6 years. And you know, they've been holding wedding events as they've been doing it and all sorts of stuff. So it's been pretty cool to watch. And you know, they've been redoing things, moving partitions of the walls, and it's like there's a hole in the wall that they that had been plugged up. There was a thin layer of plaster over it when they removed the partition, and I was like, oh, we'll need to repair this, and a wedge in against the plaster, so they didn't have to fill it all the way in. A opened/used tin of sardines from, you know, the 1800s. So that's pretty cool. I find that stuff pretty fascinating. So, yeah, that's how I spent my evening. I've been doing a bit of reading today, a bit of work on the old funnel, click funnels. But I just feel like the last week or two I've been struggling a bit. It's just all the technical stuff that doesn't really interest me that much, but it's just things that I need to buy, get done. I'm more interested in all the marketing stuff and, you know, everything exciting, you know, being the driving force behind it. But, you know, in this business, it's always going to be ups and downs. So I've been, I've mentioned in a previous podcast, I was reading Dean Holland's book, and he's got a book called the Iceberg Effect, and he's an affiliate marketer now, making over 7-8 figures, and he's making good money, and he's got his own core business now, but he started off with affiliate marketing, still does affiliate marketing, and back in the day, he left school at 16, and he worked in a bar. He wanted to be a chef at one point, a lawyer, all this sort of stuff, and wasn't earning that much, and he wanted to make money online. But anyway, it took him 4 years to make his first dollar online, and he was 60 grand in debt. Until one day he got this email, and it read, come to London, I'm paying. And it was an event that this guy was obviously paying for with an upsell of a mentorship program. And he went down there, learned a lot of stuff, you know, ended up buying it with the last of the money he had on his 5 credit cards. But from the photos, he was saying, look, wearing a jacket that's like 3-4 sizes too big. It was a construction jacket, couldn't afford his own clothes at the time. And crazy story. And now he's got his own team in Nottingham, England. So I just got, you know, I got a call from them on Friday, because I obviously signed up from that book, and obviously supposed they wanted me to respond, but I didn't actually get all the way to the end of the book. So I read all the way at the end of the day, heard a lot about Dean Holland, but just didn't really put two and two together, since I was doing so much with the OFA, and it's just been struggling with all the techie bits, like I was saying. And it's just about a mentorship program, so I'm super stoked. I've got a call 7 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, so I'm going to go through it with the guy from his team. They're all making good money. So, I just want to discuss a few things. And there's obviously a money-back guarantee, all that sort of stuff. So I want to go through it. I'm super stoked about that. I was reading that. I want to read a bit more about sort of podcasting and sales and that sort of stuff. Because I think, you know, driving traffic, getting people to see, you know, the stuff that you believe in, getting people to see that is a lot more difficult than you think, which is difficult. You know, got a lot of things I do believe in, that I do believe work, and I'm trying to use to excel myself. And you know, I truly do believe in this game. One day we'll get Dean Holland on this podcast. 6 months from now, he's going to be on this podcast. We're going to be talking. Anyway, I thought since, you know, I work hard at my job. You know, I'm quite minimalist. I don't really spend money on much apart from spending a lot of money on myself. Trying to make things happen for myself, you know, entrepreneurial wise, and you know, and I want to, you know, I want to make good money for myself. I'm not going to beat around the bush for it by it. But the idea is to, you know, get an income stream. And you know, the more secure I become and build people around me, the more and more I want to help people. I want to get on life stages and you know, show the world what I've got to offer, you know. But obviously one step at a time, because I want to be that next generation of people that, you know, get past the torch and say, look, inspire the younger generation, rather than send them to archaic class in school. You know, learn some algebra, learn some calculus, you know, learn about rocks, learn about, I don't know, stuff that doesn't interest a lot of us. And yeah, some of the stuff's cool, but it doesn't make you money. And you know, I'm not knocking the 9-to-5 lifestyle, because that's what I'm in. You know, a lot of smart people, and obviously they're needed in the world. But it's just not for me. I'm not just not passionate about it. This is marketing, traffic, you know, sales, mentorship, all that sort of stuff is what I'm interested in. So I'm going to keep you posted on that. Got something good for you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Awesome stuff. Bye.